Welcome to today's episode of Tourism in Malaysia, where we share inbound updates on from all over the world. My name is Caleb, and on behalf of USAID, I will be your host for today. Some tourists who join tour package groups in Seoul have to spend more than what they had paid for or intended to buy. They are ushered to shops and forced to buy overpriced products, including duty-free items, nutritional supplements, and cosmetics. This illegal practice is known as dumping tours. Earlier in October, the Seoul Metropolitan Government announced it would take stern measures on low-priced dumping tours, which taint the city's reputation as well as cast a shadow on the tourism sector's post-pandemic recovery. City officials conducted crackdowns across major tourist sites in Yeong District on October 12th and in Jangyo District on October 26th. Besides being forced to buy items, tourists on dumping tours have to pay extra if they want to participate in optional tour activities when they visit tourist spots, which are mostly free to enter, even though the all-inclusive package tours guarantee visits to the city's major tourist sites. In August this year, the Chinese government lifted its ban on group travel to South Korea. The move was estimated to lead to 800,000 more travelers and raise South Korea's gross domestic product by 0.06% in 2023, said the Bank of Korea in a report by the Korea Herald in August. According to an Economic Outlook report, about 40% of all Chinese tourists were group tourists. Okay, that's all for today. If you find today's episode useful, please subscribe this podcast for free and share the link with your friends. See you in the next episode of Tourism in Malaysia.